Hey, at the end of Shir, my voice is a little hoarse. Yesterday at the end of Shir, we had thrown out a possibility that maybe there was a difference between Muktza versus Hekdesh. How much is the Sukkah Asur? Is it Mamish Hekdesh? Is it not completely Hekdesh? So the Taz was Medayik from the Ramah. As far as the Ramah wrote that there's no Hazmana to say it. A sukkah doesn't become hektish right away. Maybe there are those who disagree. I haven't found anyone, but I didn't do a proper research. Maybe there are those who believe it is. It is hektish. After all, that's in my sense, if you just say it's a sukkah, it's not good if you have to actually sit and we pointed out. What was the conscious sukkah potentially was the yeshiva. That's what that according to Rama. And we use it to contrast it to the time of the Asiya of the building of the sukkah. The Taz asks on the Rama, what Kasha? Who's on the Taz? The Taz Kasha and Rama? Yeah. Correct. If it's Mamish and Hekish, there's no such thing as half a Hekish. The Hekish should be through and through. That's the Taz. I mean, that's the question he asks. And just like Hazmana should work for a carbon, which it does, just like Hazmana does work for a carbon, so too Hazmana should work for. First sukkah as well, what's the Taz's answer? You completely misunderstand this Hekish. What is the Hekish that the Taz? It's for only one specific detail, which is you're not allowed to take a piece of the sukkah off the sukkah and get hanach from it. But everything else is mutter. You could lean against the wall, you could get hanach from the wall, you can get hanach from other parts of the sukkah. It's not really asufana, it's just that you shouldn't take away part of the sukkah and use it for hanach. However, there are other Achron who seem to disagree with this path and even path in Rama, which the Achron seems to have a completely different perspective of the Isser of Ma'atzeh Sukkah. The Oni Yantiv has an unbelievable kasha. He wants to know when it's raining, when it begins to rain, the Shulchan Aruch asks him, one who sits in the Sukkah, when it's raining, he has a hedgeh. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah, but he's a hedgeh. You know, it's not even a chumrah, it's not even a bonus, it's a silly thing to do, it makes no sense. So the Yantar says, why are we so makel on him by calling him the hedgel? L'chora, it should be an Isser Daraisa. If he's getting hanah, so usually he's going to be maybe mixed with lav lehenos nindu, or whatever reason why there's no hanah. However now he's not going to be mixed because it's raining, it should be totally awesome for him to sin the sukkah. What's the only Yantar's teretz? He said he quotes a similar halacha to the halacha that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the big day kahuna to the mall or to a movie. He's not allowed to, you know, hang out on Ben Yehuda with the big day kahuna. The only place he's allowed to wear the big day kahuna is in the Beis HaMikdash. So why, he quotes the Kedushin, says why even allow him to wear the big day kahuna beyond the Shasa Avodah? It should only be when he's doing Yavodah, it should be Mutas. The answer is, again, Lo Nisnatar, the Malchay Asharet. What you want, in one second, he should take the clothing off. It'd be almost impossible. How do you expect him to take the clothing off? So, to over here, says the Oni Yantar, just like by the big day Kahuna, you can't expect him to take the clothing off in one second. So, to by the Sukkah, you can't expect him to jump out in one second. In other words, it sounds like Ein Hachinami, there should have been an Isser Hanah, however, we can't mamish, you know, I don't know if it's onus the Rachman of Atre, lo nisnatar the Malchay Asharis, it's almost impossible. However, the conceptual presentation would be coming from the other end. It sounds like it's mamish an Isser Hanah, not Isser Muktzah. It sounds like it's mamish Hekdesh, not just Muktzah L'mitzvah. Now, whether they're nafkaminas, l'chora, the simplest nafkamina is, according to the Oni Yantiv, could you lean up against the Sukkah? Presumably not. You should not get hanoch from leaning against the sukkah according to the Taz that bears its mutter. There may even be a second nafkamina, and I use the word may intentionally. According to the Taz, if it's raining, how long could you sit in the sukkah for? Indefinitely, as long as you want. According to the Oni Yantiv, what would you suggest? Misvara, you could say, and you have to get up as soon as you can. Again, not immediately, not to Haravayim. Maybe you have to finish your meal. Maybe you have to gather your belongings. But l'chor, you may have to get up. Nay. And I say the word nay because why? Because the Kohen Gadol, correct, is allowed to remain in the Mikdash longer even though he's wearing his big tikkun, he doesn't have to take him off. Certainly terrifying. You have to take him off in a quick fashion. So I'm not sure. They require more research about the Kohen Gadol din and how quickly he has to be. Can he stay there for 4 days straight? I don't know. In other words, it requires more research over there. However, if you read the simple Lashon, you get the impression, from his words and from the Svarim, you have to go out as quickly as possible. Within reason. Not possible, terrifying, but within reason. However, if you compare it to the din of a big day Kohen Gadol, maybe you'd be able to stay there a little bit longer, and therefore I'm not sure if it's a nafkamina, and that's why I said there may be a second nafkamina. Okay. What?
That has to do with what do you consider staying in? How long is that you need to attend?
Correct. You have to do a better job researching the being a big day Kohen Gadol. I get a chance to do that. Yeah, Morty. What? I think according to the tad, it's not a real hana. There's no real issur hana. It's a separate kind of issur. There's a new din. It sounds like a lot more like moksa that you can't take it. Take the pieces off the stuff. You can't get hana from them. Well, he does say you shouldn't take them off and get hana from them. So it's not classic moksa, but it's certainly not classic hekdesh. It would sound to me more along the lines of moksa, and we'll see, we'll build that theory a little more, even though the tag may not be exactly moksa, it's definitely along those lines. Yes, sure.
You're
allowed to put stuff on top of the stack?
Yeah.
I was quoting it. Gemara, was he just saying that you can cover them?
It was the Medina and Bed.
The Mishnah Tzoga?
Yeah, they were talking about putting the sheets on.
When you first asked them when?
Some of them,
the only judges did what? I'll tell you what Mishnah
Tzoga. We're all in Michigan.
So that is the covered or not covered?
The next Mishnah, no?
That's only
if you have a sukkah, on real sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah. So he says, presumably there was no issur d'rabbanan, carried over. No issur d'rabbanan muksa carried over like there was if the sukkah fell. That's his basic point. But what do you want to do with that, Shlomo? What do you have?
No, I was
wondering
about the
issur
without playing
That when it rains, it's no longer sukkah. It's not just that a sukkah, not that it's a sukkah, but you're not chayim. It's not even sukkah. I saw that Terrence quoted the one that I wrote in the green post in the first comment. Don't know what that would be like. In other words, I don't know if, everyone agrees it's not a sukkah, it's no issue. In other words, I don't know what that is. I didn't quote all the answers. I just wanted to pull up this hakir from Noni Yom, maybe versus the Nav. We quoted two Navim for a Salvechik as a third Navim for a Salvechik, and makes a deal kind of different toasts. Take a look at toasts from Haskamach, Hagigah, Hashem, Asukah, Hashem, Yaakov. You want to read the toasts for us, please? A short little toast, but maybe a jam packed one. We'll see. Yeah. Right. What does Tosaf say? That according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Tila Mishum Chagiga, if he would not have had the Hekesh of Chagiga, what would he have done? Mokmina Lokim Sukkah Shem Chag, he would have learned by Beishama. Now Tosaf doesn't make that point about Rabbi Akiva. What conclusion Lachorah should you draw? What could you pull out of this Tosaf? Salvation pulls it out sort of the safer as well. No, what did you hear him say? You can say, how am I doing
the
Dhamma, yeah? You get the impression, exactly, that the drasha that Rabbi Kiva is making is not the same as the Seva. Rabbi Kiva seems to learn that Atzei Tzuk or Aser based upon a drasha, whatever drasha is, that's so clear Rabbi Kiva's drasha is. However, Yehuda ben Seira is learning from the Hekesh, and he would not have made this point without a drasha beforehand, meaning Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira requires the Hekesh, Mash Enkin, Rabbi Kiva, who doesn't require the Hekesh. According to the Kiva, all you need is just the Pasuk. Now, why exactly Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira brought here, we'll have to think about, because we had thrown out a few possibilities earlier on. Option number one from earlier on is that he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Kiva. It's essentially Tanya Nami, just about the word Nami. But it's essentially the exact same thing. In other words, the Kiva equals the Buddha and the Sera. That's one option we had thrown out earlier on. The second option we have is based along the lines of what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, which is that, or my Mahal based upon Rabbi Soloveitchik, which was that they complement each other. The two of them together create a din. That's what Sheikh calls them together. The two of them together are needed. One teaches about the nature of the issue, that it's like that the nature of the din. Rabbi Kiva extends it to all 7 days, that they work simultaneously. They simultaneously coexist, they complement each other. The third Mahal had to deal with Rabbi Buddha Ben Bezerra seems to be, at least the way the Salmichik with Medayak in Tosos, that they're not complementing, nor are they symmetrical, but they're similar with a small difference. And Salmichik points out that what's the difference? The difference may be exactly our Hakira as to whether or not the nature of the Isser is one along the lines of Mukhtar, one along the lines of Hekdesh. Who seems to use the words of Hekdesh and Kedusha in comparison to Karmanos? He may never said that. And then from Salvechik said, maybe this is good for the Machlokis, Tanoi. Maybe it stems back even earlier than Tatna and Onen Yagdiv. Maybe it goes all the way back to Rabbi Kiva, for example, you're going to say, right? Again, the tension starts right there. There are Salvechik goes out a Nachamina, which might have been potentially a third Nachamina, but his book is only mentioned. What's the Nachamina of Salvechik as? If what? Exactly. If you burn down the Sukkah, so there's an Isra destroying Kutchim, the Isra destroying Hekish, the Isra destroying Karbonos, and things along that nature. However, there's no Isra burning down the books. And therefore, it falls under the category of Kedusha, there's an Isra called Lo Tassim Hashem Lodecha. You should burn down the way of Orzara, a terrible thing, but like Orzara, you should not do it to Hashem. If the Sukkah has Kedusha to it, but it's Talmidic going, burning down the Sukkah, they talk to me, this is Daraisa, Masha Ein Kein, according to the Kiva, who just wrote this type of Moshe. And therefore, this theory potentially could even explain, again, the third application of this Hakira. Number one is the case that the Taz is talking about. Number two is the case, and again, it's a possible one, that the only young of this Moshe about. And number three is Rabbi Soloveitchik's Mahat, Rabbi Soloveitchik's Nachamina. Maybe there's even a potential for it. What? Tosfos thinks that they are, this would be the exact same thing, Tosfos would think that they are domain. They're similar to each other. They're not the exact same sheet, but they're close enough. They both drive home at the same way, which is that the Sukkah, the Atzia Sukkah are Usher, but they're coming from different angles. They both agree to ask the Sukkah. The question is why. Okay. I thought a little bit more, and maybe one could even try to link that a little bit. I would like to suggest, maybe, and I'm not sure this is true, it's a little bit speculative, but I think I'll hear what you guys have to say. I don't want to suggest it. Maybe one can even argue that depending on how the Sukkah is usher in the nature of the Isser, whether it's Mukta or whether it's Kedusha, may link up to how it becomes usher as well.
Yeah.
How it becomes usher. Meaning, if the Isser is one of Mukta, again, it's not the classic Dravanukta, but Mukta Dravaisa, and there's a unique thing here of Mukta Dravaisa. Versus, let's say, some type of Hekdesh thing. In other words, maybe one can link up even the Machlokes, the Ri and the Rabbeinu. Let me explain what that means. How shall it come to? Meaning, if there is Mokta, what should, if the Isser Sukkah, the fact that the Atei Sukkah Rasser, what should make it asur? If Adi Sukkah is Mukta, it's Mukta, Machlis Mitzvah, Mukta Shal Mitzvah type of thing, what should make it asur? The entire Mitzvah. What is that? The entire Sukkah. As long as it's standing. Whether we're talking about the Schach, whether we're talking about the Fanos, maybe not focus, you know, the Rosh versus the Rambam, but it should be the Sukkah Bishlei Musa. It should be the entire Sukkah, because the entire Sukkah has mitzvah in it, so the entire Sukkah should become Mukta. The other way to go is according to the Tam. I would like to suggest, it's not as sharp, but I'd like to suggest it's true anyway, is that the Asiya is what makes it Kodesh, it's what gives it this Kedusha. The Asiya triggers the Kedusha. I'm not sure I would have said this on my own, but I'll try to bring some support. And I may have even said it only in the context of the Schach, not necessarily the walls. Meaning, I'd like to suggest the Asiya Haschach triggers the Kedusha. In other words, once you make the Schach, that is what makes the Kedusha. And being that it's the Maisa that creates it, whether it's the Maisa, whether it's the Totsah, the Bir Halacha versus the Kedusha Anshei Shem, based on the, you know, the Ram that didn't happen yesterday, it's the creation of it. It's not the sitting in it, the form is not the sitting in the Mitzvah, it's not that the Mitzvah itself, but it's the creation of it that does it. If this is correct, again, just because you hold the Asiya is what makes it up, it doesn't necessarily trigger Kedusha, but definitely lends itself towards that possibility. If this theory is correct, I'm going to show you several textual incidents. Give me a second. If you notice, let's take a look at Tosafot and Sukkah. The Yesh Lomar, what does Tosafot say? Let's go back up. Tosafot, read the. Do you want to read the Tosafot and Yesh Lomar? Tosafot is the answer. The Yesh Lomar. Right, about the Mishnah Shana, Mishnah Afla. Correct. Any textual support from these couple words in Tosfos? In other words, that maybe this day of Yesh Lomar, the Reh, we're calling it the Reh, maybe it's Mukta, not Kedusha. Any textual support to that from these three or four lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? What?
You read the way.
Hang on. I want the other way. I want my way, yeah?
Oh,
no, I'm in a girl. No. What words may indicate that he's not talking about an Isser of Kedusha, but rather, what's he saying? Okay. I thought the Lashon of Aser Litolmi Medu Eitzim sounds like, what is the Isser? To take from it branches. It's Aser to take the branches away. Masha Enkin, look at the way Rebbeinu Tam formulated the Isser. Rabbeinu Tam Farsh, the Eitzim, Shokhde Hechsha Sukkah, Chayla Kedusha Alayhu. In other words, according to the Reh, you get the impression the problem is being Litol Eitzim Imenu, while the word Tosfos is Chayil Kedusha Alayhu. Now, one may argue Lav Dafka, but if there's a distinction, or I'll say it this way, I couldn't have imagined myself if I believed that the Reh and Rabbeinu Tam were just arguing about the amount of Daraisa and not the way it got to be Asa Daraisa. I couldn't imagine changing my words like this. In other words, why would Tosfos do it? Why would Tosfos all change his words? Like, it just sounds like there's, I mean, it's a methodological, but different words reflect different ideas. And I think these different words may be reflecting these different ideas. I'll sharpen it a little bit, take a look, and therefore that's one textual deal. Support to this theory that one is Isra Vitomi Nadu Eitzim versus Chayl versus what? Versus Chayla Kedusha Alayhu. There is, however, another small textual point, which is what, even in the words that we just read. What else? Why does it lose its status as Mukta D'Oraisa when it falls? Batla Mitzvasa. What triggered the Mukta? It's a Mukta of? Yeah, Mukta. It's Kasaya Mitzvah. Therefore, when it's Batla Mitzvasa, that's when it loses its D'Oraisa status. Okay, there are Batla Mitzvasa. But Batla Mitzvasa, there it's no longer Asur Mid'Oraisa. Why? It's not like Because the answer is, since the mitzvah created the muktzah element to it, when it's batla mitzvah, in other words, those are critical words. He could have just said, aval mishenafla lo asiri element rabbana. The explanation is, did batla mitzvah, so that's what the dal is doing. The dal is giving an explanation. These two words are seemingly extra, and they're there to shed light on the shita, and this is the light I think he's shedding, and the dalit is telling me, this is the reason why. Dalit is like a shin. Dalit means that. Because it's batla mitzvah, so lo asiri element rabbana. Again, would seem to support the theory that the Isser grows and it stems out of Muktza or Muktza Mach of Mitzvah. One or two more quick points. If you notice, Tosfos, after he quotes the Yesh Lomar, which we call the Rig, and after he quotes the Rig of Tam, he goes back to the Gemara in Beitza to interpret the Gemara. Right? In other words, that goes to Tosfos, it's Mahadapar for Beitza, Umi, we have the Gersa, the correct Gersa is Umi Mahani Beit, Hanoi, Hainu Misham, the Cave, and Mahani Mahulai. And after Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the Gemara as well. If you notice, there are actually four stages of the Gemara in Beitza. The first stage is, can you really not make a Tanan? Stage one. The answer is no, there's a difference between Sukkah Shal Mitzvah and Sukkah Shal Ba'alma. Then the question is, really? Stage three. Sukkah Shal Mitzvah, you can't do it. What about the noise? So then the question is, stage four, there's a difference between Noi versus Sukkah Ba'alma. Tosfos, and when he discusses the Yesh Lomar, quotes all four Dayot, all four stages of the Gemara, rather. He quotes the entire Gemara. When he quotes the Beit Tam, he only quotes the first part. I assume the reason why he doesn't quote the rest is because it's all the same. But if you notice, the first part is significantly different. What's the difference of how he quotes the Gemara in Beitza according to the Yesh Lomar, according to the Ri, versus how he quotes the Gemara according to the Beit Tam? Overall, it's the exact same. Is the Gemara referring to Mukta Darash and Rabbana? The answer is it's referring to there. The whole Gemara in Beitza is referring to Mukta Darabana. But what is the usage of the drasha, or the kivam, or the mesaleh there? The answer is Tosfos, when he quotes the Yesh Lomar, is different when he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the difference? Look inside the Tosfos, not saying anything advanced. They just use different words, and I think the different words reflect different ideas. Let's read them together. V'hadiparuk. Zach, read. V'hadiparuk, the Beitza. Right after the Yesh Lomar, the next little chunk of the Gemara. V'hadiparuk, the Beitza, is the word Shem in Braddock. And we have Umi Mahani Bey to pass Hanoi Dead. Exactly. What does Tosfos do? Is the Gemara in Beitza, how to refer to the Rabbana using a drasha? The answer is what? Since it's Mukta Daraisa, when it's standing, so when it falls, the stomach is also what? Mukta Darabana. How do we know that? Read what? The Migo. Exactly. There's a principle in Hilchos Mokta called Migo Dizkat Sai Ben Hashmash, it's good, sorry, Kol Hayom, or Lashiv. That if it's Mokta in the beginning by Ben Hashmash, it's Mokta the whole time for you. For Sukkot, it's all 7 days. For Shabbos, it's the whole day. The principle of Migo Dizkat Sai means if it's Mokta in the beginning, it's Mokta in the end. How is it Mokta in the beginning? It's Asher Daraisa. What's the Teretz? The Isser Daraisa is a form of Mukta. While he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't mention Nigo Dizkat Soi. Why? Because it's not a Mukta. It's a separate din of Chayo Kedusha Alay. And that's why he writes, V'hadiparach. I'm the first fat line right after Rabbeinu Tam. V'hadiparach nami v'chi mahani beit hanoi mishim din his stomach yehechi delo mani tanoi v'may dasir daraisa hu adin delo mahani v'may dasir midarabana. He carries over what's true by Daraisa is probably true by Darabana. But it's not based upon Nigo Dizkat Soi, only in the ratio, only earlier on is it. Why? Because Lechora earlier on, what? Lechora earlier on, he's referring to Mukta, here he's not. This may only be true by the Tchach part. Because if you notice, Tosfos and Beit Yosef doesn't have any of this. Tosfos and Beit Yosef doesn't discuss Kedusha at all. Tosfos and Beit Yosef doesn't have Migdash Katsoy at all. Tosfos and Beit Yosef is very simple. I'm suggesting that Chiddush is according to Tosfos and Sukkah, and if that is the case, it'd be limited to Tchach. And this Svara, by the way, is not so surprising because it makes a lot more sense intuitively to suggest that there's Kedusha on the Tchach, more so than it makes sense to suggest there's Kedusha in the wall. And therefore, this Svara, Lechora, works very nicely according to Tosfos. It could even be that this Chakira is so true that the Nafkamina of the Tav, the Nafkamina, the earlier Nafkaminas may even be good enough for this one as well. So therefore, I'm just going to review and just make one small alteration. One Nafkamina was the path, and the truth is the path has two parts to it. It's really could be two Nafkaminas. One was getting Hanah from the walls, and number two was if you need Hadman. I forgot to mention that. In other words, if you need Hadman, the Ramah says, no, I don't know if anyone else requires Hadman, but that could be a Nafkamina. The path versus the Oneg Yonzer. The second Nafkamina would be the Oneg Yonzer's case, which is, can you get Hanah, a path? And you get Hanah when it's raining. You get Hanah in the Sukkah when you're sitting in it and it's, and what's it called? It's raining. I can get a great Nafkamina. I'll show you how to do that. You know, in the days, let's say a Ben Chutzlar is keeping 2 days, sits in a Sukkah, Kariyat. Let's say a Ben Eretz Yisrael was keeping 1 day. I have a family in New York, in New Jersey, to do that. So the 8th day, Sukkah was 2 days for me. It's not really Yom at all. I'm not sure. Can I get enough that Sukkah? That's a common rule. Anyway, the only Yom Kippur may be a Nafkamina. Nafkamina number 3 would be Remes Halavetchik, and Nafkamina number 4 would really be potentially this Mahalik, the Reed versus Rabbi Mechanical textual support. Again, I'm not sure I would have said this in Svara, but it could be that textually there's a lot of support to it, and I understand where it's coming from, which is that if it's the mitzvah that triggered the Isser, it's one of Moksha, and it'd be the whole Sukkah. While if it's the Hekka, it should be the Asiyah, whether the Maisa of Asiyah or the Tosa of Asiyah. I don't know, but it's the Asiyah that could be the Kedusha, and there's a good chance, specifically, if the Kedusha is on the Chach, then maybe one can argue that's what's going on in the Isser of Hekka, the Isser of Kedusha, and not an Isser of, Moksha. I think that maybe the Shan Tosfos, not 100% sure, but I like it enough that I feel pretty confident enough to say it and say it with passion. So that would be the Shantos in Sukkah, not in Beit Yosef. Again, in Beit Yosef, we're talking about the walls, that would be the reason why it's not in Beit Yosef. Yeah, 1-1. Sam, you hear the board? Do you hear it?
Yeah.
You don't like it? Should be here. You like it? I think Misvara is definitely good enough, and text button is great. You want to hear it? Yeah, we got that.
I'm not sure if right enough, but I think the other folks that I'm talking about,
Beta
could actually work with, might work with it. They're saying that that Mahaga can apply to the Reed of Thomas, but the Reed can't apply it, has to use it for the Reed.
Yeah. That is a sharp point. That's a good question. In other words, Tosfos at the end of the day asks on the Reed, why not distinguish between Machad Rashem versus a Kukash Anafra, if that compares between Rashem versus that. Is true, but we didn't think it. So why didn't you ask that every time in the first place? That's your question, right? Why not that? I mean, why is cash only on the ring? That's your point.
That's the opposite. That is the opposite. Bring it up to the toaster guy out here. that this recorded the appearance of being cognizant of our Mahaga and Asa that the Mahaga and the Drasha were to be the real. So at the end, it didn't work. I mean, how it goes with that look.
It sounds very sharp. I think it's a little more of a place for technical people to talk about that later on. I love you now. You want to be around the ground, but you and Turkey and I'll be in the ground, but you know, Turkey and I. And I want to hear from what people do about that. I consider that traffic that across. And actually, like, it doesn't work for the being like a technical reason, fundamentally. It's like a technical reason. Fundamentally, it should work, but that's actually true. Well, at that point, well, that's why I'm inclined, I'm not inclined to go that way, but I'll work for them. It's good. I'll say it tomorrow. Yeah, Keith, what do you want? If salvation is happening, there's an issue to burn things that are hekdesh. So if the sukkah is booked, there's no issue to burn them. So if it's hekdesh, there's no issue to burn them. Now that I've destroyed things, intentionally destroyed things that are hekdesh, that are kedusha, that have chal shamayim, that have chal shamayim, Allah. That's the concept of lotasu came.
I think he's saying the fourth parrot that nowadays we're not sure if it's physical. He said, sorry, if you can't move your furniture out of the cell they have a small token, you can handle that. So you don't need to carry the furniture down. But based on that, if you're by the phone, they're not protected, you can't work with the dark.
That may be my accident. Maybe I, you know, I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm not sure. You'll show me the candles that you're talking about, which is like worth it. It doesn't sound like the cash is much like that. Yeah, sure. Quickly, then we'll go back to the Gemara. Yeah. Maybe. In other words, I'm suggesting the Rambam has said the halacha that if you make a hazmana, it's not hekdesh. Like, why not? Now, I don't know if anyone argues on that, Rama. I looked at the Beis Yosef, I couldn't find anyone. I looked at our Chumash, I looked it up, I couldn't find. But maybe someone would say, it's a Hazmana, Taka makes it a Sukk. If you would have said such a theory, such a Shita rather, well then you have another Nafkanim.
I didn't know if you could hear me
that yesterday, whether you see a Shita or a Shita. Well, I'll take a step back. There are two questions. One, does Hazmana work? And number two, if it doesn't, what does? If Hazmana works or not, it depends upon how much it's like the Karbanos, how much it's like the egg. How much is it for the Chagiga? Number two is, if it doesn't work, well then what does work? And that's the second question, which is, how do we make a Kaddish Sukkah, how to make an answer? You know, okay. Quick, yeah. No, that was Muksa Machmas Mitzvah.
But if you don't put a written time that affected it, if the Sukkah falls,
and Rebbeinu Tam may not agree that it's Muktzeh HaRabban. I'm not sure what he holds about that. Presumably he holds it is. But it's going to be a different type of Muktzeh. In other words, he's not going to negate this Katzot. That for sure is not the case. And more so, he wouldn't use the Lashon of Katzot Mitzvah, which he doesn't. Yeah, in other words, the question is, everyone agrees the Mitzvah is Batzot. The question is that an explanation as to why it's no longer Lashon D'Oraisa? So the answer is, if it's Kedusha, maybe it is, maybe not. Anyone know what? But your point is, don't be someone dying from the Bava Mitzvah, so because anyone would have used those words. Your point is well stated, however. Maybe you could say, Bava Kedusha Sava, because the Bava Mitzvah. I hear your point, meaning, you're right, it's not a deal that on those two words alone I would have built the theory, but once I have the theory, it's kind of nice to use these words. But your point is well taken. Okay. Let's read the Gemara Baita. Who makes Hillel? Second half. Brand new. Basically a brand new sukkah. Yeah, you guys got the Gemara? Sure, you want to read the Gemara again? Who makes Hillel?
There's still a late for Luke, and there's still a late for the Shabbat. I mean, you do that on the Rav. I'm sorry, I'm going to have a record.
Okay.
So is there a certain whether it's removed from the parts of the like strands of the baguette?
Exactly. If you make them, if you make tzitzit out of the strands of a baguette, kotzin and nimin and garuz, and that's just really a rational
thing.
Did you look at the article for those words? You figured that out yourself. Good for you. I was just using the word offshoots three times. I wasn't using the word offshoots at all. I was using the word hanging string. You know, and I just said the same thing three times. But good for you. Well, not a problem. I'm glad you came up with three good English words. What three words are you using?
There were the strands of the baguette.
Strands, yeah.
Stitches
from the baguette. Good. I'm not sure the difference between an offshoot versus a stitch versus a strand, but good for you.
No, the it was part of the continuation, whether you're
talking about
like a
thorn,
or
you're
cut in the
center. Good. Every once in a while, it's nice to hear a good story about how the guy's learning. I'm going after a horn this year. A horn is with the doctor, they can go 2 minutes to every Debbie shoot a baffle a little bit. Baffle, talk about life, something happens we're doing, tell stories about his family, like I'm doing about my resume. Everyone can watch and tell me to do that. I think it's, you know, but people love it a little bit. The motion that the story breaks that more than the story. So, okay, we're all working on the levels that we're at. But, anyhow, sure. Okay, bye for you, yeah?
Season Shira, as a drum, like a ball and yarn, and then a kosher.
Yeah.
The Amisa, the Mia, the Shmuel, when you said it before,
Kaimei. Yeah. I think that meant word. Kamiya would be the Z with Kamei, that meant. We don't have Yama. We got the Alma, but okay, Alma or not Alma, but you know, it's the Yelushma.
The Yelushma. You need the person's son, Yelushma.
Hanami.
Hanami, the Yelushma.
Hang on. Stop right there. Before the Shani Hassan, we'll get to open in a little bit. Any questions or comments on this Gemara? Any issues you want to raise? I mean, who's the one who makes the connection? Does Yehuda Amarav say, Hachinami Nibai Sukkah Asuya Lishma, or is that the Gemara? I'm not sure. I'm not sure who makes the connection, and more than that, why? That's a different Yehuda Amarav makes it, so how does he know it? I mean, the Gemara who makes it, how does he know it? Who told you that just because tzitzis require the Shema, therefore automatically what? Yeah. The Shema, it seems to be like a Shema, the Gemara is based on a Pasuk. But like, who would make such a comparison? How do I know that that's true? Fair question. What else? Anything else interesting to notice? I have two more points that are worthwhile to note. When I read the Gemara a little bit, I would have thought of, and then we'll see in a second, it actually triggers. So it's a springboard for a whole larger sugya. What's behind the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? It's not the primary point of our Gemara, but it's a worthwhile question to ask. Why do they debate? Why is there a machlokas over here as whether or not it's a sin or b'sheira or not? Why would they be b'sheira? Why would they not be b'sheira? And that actually is going to serve as a springboard to a much larger question, which is, why are all these things no good? Why are kotzin no good, nimin no good, geruzin no good, but tzitzin are different? Are they different? Are they not different? It may depend upon what tzitzin are. It may depend upon what kotzin, nimin, and geruzin are. It may depend upon how I look at tzitzin. It may depend upon how I look at kotzin, nimin, and geruzin. In other words, what's fine is not logos over here. There are four things of which all Shmuel passes. The passage is three out of four good. Well, what's the difference? And
one more saying
because not what was
not
it's not what not what was not meaning the Gemara doesn't spell that. The Gemara says the Be'ina to be a Lishma. Are these things all lacking to be a Lishma? Are some of them lacking to be a Lishma? What is lacking to be a Lishma? Is it only Sishin? Is it only the first three? Is it all four of them? Is it a Machlok? Is it Rav Shmuel? We have to work this out. You'll see it's a major discussion in the Rishonim. There's one more small little textual observation I would make, which is whether or not you have the gear sub Alma doesn't make a difference. Who seems to think it makes a big difference right away? Rashi. Rashi says, no way, because they have other crazy interpretations. anytime you ever have a textual, like gears have changed, you can ask yourself, is it just a technical scribal error, or is it something fundamental in your rational beliefs, is it something fundamental over here? So those are the basic questions I have on this. Number one is the comparison from tzitzis to sukkah. Presumably it's a svara. If one thing requires a shema, so everything requires a shema. How far would we extend this? I'm not sure, it requires some thought. Would lulav require a shema? Would matzah require a shema? Would kriya shema require? There's no perhaps a mitzvah. And would shofar require a shema to make a shofar? Is it everything just good? It's true by tzitzis, it's true by everything? Good question. Number one. Number two is what's by this machlok is Rav and Shmuel. And that's going to take us into the Tzviya versus Atziya. Do you need Atziya Lishma? Do you need Tzviya Lishma? Do you need both? Do you need neither? Are they the same? And then the third issue is the Yersav Alma. Let's finish reading the Gemara. Show you going great. Continue.
Shani has another question.
I think it's lost, but yeah, good. Well, Asulam Shalom requires what? Requires Lishma. I'm sorry, requires yours. And then for the Chalok, the Pasuk of the Chalok, it teaches me, Gedil Tasalok, it teaches me the same Chalok, which means Lishma. There's a question that all of you showing a mask on this particular studio, which is what? Tosa says that the back of the thing, Tosa. Why do you need a Pasuk teaching me that what? Sukkah, Agzula is Pasuk. The Chalok should know that from where? Mitzvah after all, the lula puzzle, a stolen lula, was the answer? Yeah, because a mitzvah baba vera. You don't need a special puzzle. You know, for mitzvah baba vera. So why not learn our mitzvah baba vera? That question we're going to hold on to. I don't get it. A mission is not a problem, it's a puzzle. We'll have to figure out why you need a puzzle for sukkah. What's wrong with mitzvah baba vera? The card that applies to all sorts of things. So we'll get to that question in Mirza Hashem next week. Hopefully tomorrow we'll do the other topics. One second. Let me ask you another question. How do you know that stolen tzitzis are pra? What's the halacha by stolen tzitzis? L'chor the pasul also, right? How do you know that? From the pasuk of the chor, and there's always shown to be asked by sukkah, but the chor question could be asked by tzitzis as well, because gedilim tasalach teaches me you need lishma, vasul lehem shalhem means they have to be yours. So I can see already why you don't need a pasuk. Why would you show them all asked by sukkah, not by tzitzis? Maybe if you read the Gemara carefully, I think it's a better idea. That's not a bad svara, right? That's just not true. I don't think so. Why do you not need to put, why do all the Rishonim ask, hey, wait on, Rishonim, I'm going to find the sukkah, opposed to the kash and the Rishonim, the Rishonim. But no one asks by tzitzis, why? Exactly. Rasul Lahem is a drush and Yishem Lahem. In other words, I know I'm Rishonim, but there is not used because it's a dinner of not just preventing using, not only are stolen tzitzis, so good, but even poor tzitzis, i.e. borrowed tzitzis. L'chor, you have to what? Seemingly, they have to be yours. That's right. Rasul Lahem, Yishel Lahem, they have to be from yours. That excludes Gezel, but it also excludes probably other things as well. I would assume that's what Yishel Lahem deals with that. I'm not sure if you can think about that a little more. That's my initial thought. Okay, let's work it. So therefore, we basically have two sugyas to work with. Number one is the sugya of Rav and Shmuel. Where is the kasha coming from? What is the kasha? What's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Number one. And number two is the sugya of mitzvah baba vera. Mitzvah baba vera will probably deal with next week. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. According to Rashi, what's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? You have Morty?
Say what?
That's historically interesting, but what's the Lamda Shemachlokas? What's behind Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Why does Rav think Sifton are okay and Shmuel has them? What's the Lamda Shemachlokas? You got something more? Basic Zoe Mark. Know what is written in Rashi. According to Rashi, we find it's Machlokas. Correct. Everyone agrees that you need what? A Fielishma. But do you also need to be a Lishma? Rav says no, Shmuel says yes, and therefore they all agree to the first three cases, Kosin, Neiman, and Karadim. Because why? Because those all lack a Fielishma. But Sifton has a Fielishma, it lacks to be a Lishma. And that's good for the Machlokas. Which Rashi says that? Which different Masechta did you see that in Rashi?
Yikomakum,
what? Which Rashi? Which different Masechta? Shera, correct. Read that out again.
Shera,
exactly, there is an Asiyah Lashma. The Tviya. Right, the Machlokas is even one step further. Not only is the Machlokas as to whether or not Tviya requires Lashma or not, but why would Tviya require Lashma according to Shmuel? Because it's part of Asiyah. The Machlokas, how do you define Asiyah? Is it the more liberal, broader definition which includes Tviya, or only something else? We'll have to figure out what those two options are. Correct. And how does Rashi link it to the Girsa of Alma? Rashi takes out the Girsa of Alma and Rashi thinks that's Lashikasa. How does Rashi do that? Take a look at Rashi. Alma lo garcina and elahachi garcina and afmin haslisim psula de bina tzvi lishma. Yeah, I would just keep reading that Rashi. Afmin haslisim psula de bina tzvi lishma. When the lines get, when the lines go skinny to chubby, start from Alma again. Alma.
Alma,
Hachi Karsinan, yeah. What's the difference according to Rashi to whether or not you have Alma or not? Is the kasha, if you have the gifts of Alma, who's the kasha coming from? Shmuel. If you take out Alma, it's coming from both. But that's the thing that I read. In other words, if you have Alma, it's Alma, you prove from here to be in on this. I'm sorry. I got that bad. I got that right enough. The man regards Alma. If you have Alma, who's the kasha coming from? What? Alma mashma the high motive karma bin came motive elam the shmua the rab milfi the rab nami afil shma. If you have Alma, it's from. What's that? It's from Shmuel, right? No. Okay, motive element of Shmuel. Right, exactly. If you have Alma, you're including from Shmuel. If you don't have Alma, then what? The Be'ina Tzvila Shema comes from. Then the Kasha comes from both of them, which is the Kasha from Tzvila Shema. I guess if that's the case, not only do we have to sharpen our understanding of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel according to Rashi, but what do we have to do? Develop a whole other theory as according to people who have the Girsa of Alma, or learn along the lines of the Girsa of Alma. Does the Kasha come from Rav and Shmuel or only from Shmuel? It's not close as we've shown you. And what are the implications of that? And Mirza Shem, that's the first thing we're going to work on tomorrow. Probably spend a lot of time doing it because we've shown you it's definitely very lengthy. Rashi's not so bad, the Inchanan's not so bad, but the Balamar is very lengthy. And that's just figure out Mirza Shem that tomorrow we can see the whole Balamar. He puts his shit up with the old in the beginning. Then he has the second half, which is important. I'm just not sure if we're going to read the whole second half after we got the work on the life of the Mohammed to figure out exactly what we're going to do. It's a very, very lengthy signal, no matter how long we get into it. But Amir Hashem tomorrow, we'll deal with this topic over here of what is the Machlokas Rav Shmuel, what's the Kasha from Amr Yehuda Rav Rav, or whether it's not even from Rav, but from Shmuel, what is the Kasha against Beis Elul? And then Amir Hashem next we'll talk about Mitzvah Rav Avera.